During the 16 days of activism against gender violence, Kay Meyer, chairman of the Zonta International Advocacy Committee, spoke to Zonta International Communications Manager Sarah Partees about the role of advocacy in the prevention of violence against women at the local and global level. She also shared ideas and advice on how each and every Zontian can get involved today and continue their efforts beyond the 16 days of activism.
Can you tell us about the Advocacy Committee's role in Zonta?
Well, first let me say that our committee has 8 members that are strategically situated around the world so that we can be as culturally aware as possible. And the committee serves as a bridge between the local and the global in order to facilitate Zonta advocacy. We work with the UN and the Council of Europe committees in international advocacy. Our role is primarily to stay informed about what our representatives are doing there. We in turn inform the districts and clubs about global policies and events that might affect women and children in their region or that are global significance. And then the flip side of that is that we support and share local perspectives and actions in global forums. A good example of this has been encouraging and highlighting some of the local Zonta actions that are making a real difference in opposing or preventing violence against women.
And as far as violence against women and Zonta Says No is concerned with the Advocacy Committee, what are some common threads that are relevant across cultures when it comes to violence against women?
Oh, I read quite a bit about that. Something that rather astounds me is the degree of similarity in the causes of this violence throughout various cultures. I just read a UN report it was a multinational study of thousands of men that shed some light on that, and I happen to have it here. Here are 4 findings from that report. First, the men reported that they raped because they wanted to and felt entitled to, felt it was entertaining or saw it as deserved punishment for women. Second finding, violence appears to increase among men who are less socially powerful or who experience social stresses. So as I interpret that, violence against women may be a way for these men to use or to reassert some level of power and control. And third finding, men experiences of violence, particularly as children, are strongly associated with their perpetration of violence against women. And this suggests that addressing men's own experiences of violence is one strategy we might use to prevent the cycle of violence. Fourth finding, explaining both intimate partner violence and non-partner rape, the most important factors are related to gender norms and sexual or relationship practices. These are narratives of masculinity that justify and celebrate toughness, heterosexual performance, men's control over women, and a capacity for violence. And I think those probably ring true in just about every culture. So that's astounding.
And how do these commonalities between cultures impact our approach to advocacy?
When we see and feel how much we have in common as women and girls, I think we gain a lot of strength from that. And it also means that we can share best practices about what works in one community to help problem solve in another community. I don't mean to imply that one size solution fits all, but we're beginning to understand the roots of these problems, and that's the first step in advocacy.
And how do you think we can use advocacy to impact the prevention of violence against women on both a local and global scale?
Well, here's where I read something recently that resonated with me, and I can't say it better than the Governor General of Australia. Her name is Quentin Bryce. She also happens to be an honorary Zontian. I like that. She recently said, "We must be outraged and moved by these facts. We must keep on insisting that these and other stories of human rights violation be heard and faithfully retold. We must reimagine the local, national, and global settings for human rights practice. I'm keen on that reimagining human rights practices, and what does it mean here and now?
And speaking to that, on an individual level, what are some things that every single Zanshin can do to continue the momentum that we've seen with Zonta Says No beyond the 16 days of activism?
I'm glad you asked that question, Sarah. We've all been given a lot of facts during the Zonta Says No campaign. So are we outraged and moved to action by them? I'd like to know that. Here's some ideas that every Zanshin can do. I'd urge you to bring this up with your club board. Ensure that your club doesn't let this drop. And by that I mean advocacy in regard to violence against women. Let your elected representative know that you support whatever enforcement, prevention, or judicial measure regarding violence against women that's being considered in your legislature or parliament. Or if you don't like what's being considered, tell them how to improve it. You might find out what's being done to address bullying or trafficking in your community and share what you learn. You might just thank some man or woman who makes your community a safe and peaceful place to live. And maybe one of the most important things you can do is contribute to Zonta International's strategies to eliminate violence against women through the Zonta International Foundation. I think the real question is, what will you do?